Outreach Committee?
Bella here. Thank you, Madam Chair. The Outreach Committee has been meeting monthly. The complaint continues to be that we have not been able to work out a schedule on-air town hall event, a virtual town hall event. And so today, after hearing the general manager talk about all kinds of things, but nothing in relationship to addressing the listeners, there has been a major lack thereof for a very long time of interest of addressing the listeners on air. What I will do is the outline was already drafted between Paul Robertson and myself, and I think this is appropriate time after his appearance here and interacting with him that I send him the outline, and then his response will be shared with the LSB so that we can promptly try to negotiate and schedule an on-air, full-blown town hall for the listeners with the full cooperation of the station and the program director. And that is something I'm going to do today. I will be sending it to both the program director and general manager. Wait for their response most likely tomorrow, Monday, at which time I will immediately interact with them and then share that moment by moment with the LSB. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella.
Yes. And also with the next town hall event, the next outreach meeting, which will be scheduled the last Sunday, customarily. It will be on the 27th of this month from 11:30 a.m. and is a free conference call. And I will send everybody the call-in credentials. Thank you. We also have an outreach email address. We have a Facebook, but that Facebook is being built up still, and a YouTube that is being built up as well. Everything takes time, but hopefully soon we can have these two other venues, hopefully in time for the on-air KPFK town hall event.
Thank you, Bella. On to fundraising committee, the development task force update.
Yes, I did submit a brief written report. This is Michael Novick. The fundraising committee hadn't met recently. We did put forward the motion to start the development task force, and a number of us from the LSB, along with Steve Kaiser, who's a former member, met to constitute the development task force for KPFK. We determined that it made the most sense to join forces with the National Development Task Force that PNB has convened, that is being chaired by Nancy Sorden from WPFW. So that grouping has had a few meetings by teleconference with substantial representation from KPFK, myself, Eric, Michael Adler, I can't remember if Michael Atkins was on one of those calls too, and Steve Kaiser, among others. The National Development Task Force is seeking ways that the boards, local station boards, and the national board can assist in off-air fundraising and also membership growth, and is looking to attract some pro bono assistance with fundraising and development expertise with the assistance of the IED. This would involve, basically we need to have something written over the letterhead and the nonprofit authorization for the foundation as a whole, so that's why we're trying to do it nationally. And also get some assistance with social media outreach, promotion, and fundraising. And then we're also just investigating ways to seek major donations from well-endowed progressives and to duplicate some of the small donor digital fundraising success that some progressive political figures have enjoyed. We are going to reconvene the local fundraising committee. So the next KPFK LSB fundraising committee meeting will take place on Tuesday, October 6th at 7:30. The idea was to meet the first Tuesday of each month. That will be telephonically to discuss off-air fundraising ideas and platforms. And the LSB role in the on-air fall fund drive will be taking place in October. For example, recording pitches or augmenting the on-air drive with social media and other fundraising efforts. I appreciate what Grace had to say earlier about the fact we're not a fundraising board, and I don't think we can raise the kinds of funds that, you know, appointed boards with deep pockets do, but we can augment the fundraising efforts of the station, and I think it's important that we do so within our capacities and that we think about ways to, you know, fundraise through service to the community. The first Tuesday in November will be Election Day, so I put the fundraising meeting down for November 10th in that case, and then, you know, we'll see after that. And
what time of day?
I'm sorry? That would be at 7:30 p.m.
Thank you.
And the I forget the next meeting of the PNB Development Task Force. Maybe Eric has that on his calendar and can let us know.
This is Eric. May I speak, Beth? Just respond to that.
Go ahead. You recognize?
It's the PNB Development Task Force meeting is tomorrow at, I'll tell you the time momentarily. But it may or may not be streamed. Let me get the time here one moment. It's I have it for 6 Pacific. I believe that's correct. I don't know whether it's posted on APFTX or not. That's all.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know Harvey Wasserman's been trying to speak. He thinks he might have been muted, but he does need to leave the call soon, so he was hoping to be able to make comments.
You know, this really
thank you.
Am I on?
Hi.
Yeah, you're audible.
Just very briefly, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
I've been on for a couple hours, and I have to say it was a pleasure to listen to the meeting for 2 hours and to go without a single personal attack. I think it's you know, Jan Goodman has really worked hard to keep this network and station going, and you're in the middle of finances. I was deeply disappointed to hear personal attack in the middle of what had been, I thought, a very productive, even enjoyable meeting. So let's in the future please dispense with the personal attacks, and I do want to express my personal support for Jan and all she's done for the network. But as I say, it was a pleasure to be on for 2 hours with no personal attacks. It seemed very uncharacteristic, and I hope that we can return to that as we proceed. I think a root of our financial problems and other problems is at KPFK and Pacifica has been the reversion of personal attacks, and I hope we can dispense with it in the future. Thank you very much, and it's an honor to be on this board and to be part of KPFK, especially when we proceed on the high ground. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Harvey,
yeah.
Are you still there? This is Beth,
yeah.
The chair. I tried to text you earlier, and I realized I don't have a phone number for you, and this is not the place to say it, nor is it the place for me to give you mine, but somehow we need to exchange that so that we can be
in better
contact.
Yeah, sure. Just
contact.
Email me. My email is solartopia@gmail.
Just got
like
it. I'm on your list.
Solartopia@gmail. All right. Thank
list.
You very much. And thank you, everyone, for your great work keeping this network going. It's absolutely essential, especially now.
Madam Chair, Bella, if I can ask Harvey a question, is he gone?
Very briefly, Bella. We're
yes,
really
the
up
question,
against the time.
The
yes,
the question
Bella, I'm here for you, Bella. I'm happy to talk to you.
Harvey, I have a question for you real quick. Are you planning to join any LSD committee? Because you're not participating. And so I'm questioning, you know, we need your participation. We are few.
I understand. But until after the election, I'm not doing anything except that. If you'll talk to me on November 4th, that I would be happy to consider it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. This is Beth. Back to the agenda. Program Oversight Committee. That would be me again. I'm so pleased to report that we actually met again for the first time in a number of months, and we had such a good time. You had no idea what you missed. Program Director Kevin Fleming attended and briefed the committee on his background and approach to programming and led that into a very free-flowing and lively question and answer and discussion of current KPFK programming highs, lows, and the potential for growth. And everybody agreed we had so much fun, we want to do it again next month. So we're on the calendar now for the second Monday of every month, starting at 4 p.m. so that the program director can join us. I'm hoping that by this time next month, I'll be able to announce the resurrection of the CAB too. So that's that report. That brings us to the second set of topics. I don't know why I'm sitting very still, and I have my microphone.
Now
right
I hear you.
My, okay.
A request for information. This is Lawrence.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I've gotten quite a few emails about people who want to engage in an additional public comment.
Yes,
and I just want to caution that supporting somebody blindly is not objective. Thank you. That's it, Chair.
Okay. So we're going to, in order to cover our last couple agenda items, we're going to need to extend. Can I have a motion to extend? Another
motion to extend 15 minutes?
Is there a second?
Is it 15 or 50?
Seven. One
15.
Five.
1-5.
Oh, I second that motion.
This is why I suggested 2:30.
Are there objections? We're so close.
This is why I suggested 2:30.
Great. Just yes or no.
So if there are no objections, then the time has been extended and we'll proceed with public comment.
Great.
Sorry, there was a report from the Personnel Committee. Can I give that briefly?
Oh, you're right. My mistake. Okay. Oh, okay. It should have been 20 minutes extension. But go ahead. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So the Personnel Committee has a meeting weekly. There's a dozen of us on the committee. We've had quorum every meeting. Thanks to everybody who's been coming very diligently. We're currently in executive closed session because we're discussing confidential personnel matters because we're doing the annual evaluation of the program director. Everybody on the LSP should have received the link to the survey questionnaire. Please fill it out promptly to assist the committee. We're also conducting a survey in English and Spanish. Of the staff, and we're considering various sources of data, including the Nielsen ratings, the archive and podcast listening data, the Fund Drive results, etc., in the light of the PD's job description and relevant Pacifica policies and motions. And we anticipate having a recommendation and report to the LSP by the LSP meeting next month. The time should be reserved at that meeting for a closed session to consider the confidential personnel matters involved in the PD evaluation for the October LSP meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Very well done. Now we'll
Ali to the chat.
Yes?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that all the LSP members got the survey, and hopefully they'll be filling it out, the survey that Michael is talking about.
Yes, I sent it once to the LSB, and I sent it to every individual member of the LSB in a separate email.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so if there's anyone...
Paulina with a request for information?
Yes.
Point of information. For those of us who are both staff and LSB members, we should fill out the questionnaire twice. One questionnaire for the LSB and one questionnaire for staff. Thank you.
Okay. Now, on to public comment.
Yep. Number four.
This is Kim. I'd like to make public comment, but I want to let everybody who hasn't spoken before speak. So just put me on whatever stack and just keep me in mind. Thank you.
Thank you. There was an earlier request from Janine. I don't know whether she still wants to speak or not. She says not. So is there anyone else that hasn't spoken who wants to speak now? A member of the public who hasn't spoken yet who would like to speak now? If not, then we'll turn to Kim. And go ahead.
Beth,
we're tight on time. Go ahead.
Beth, there are only two public members on the conference. You want me to read the PIN code and phone number again?
Sure, go ahead and do that. We'll take Kim's comment, a 90-second comment. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Fred has to give the info again.
Right. Fred, give the info, and then we'll wait while we hear what Kim has to say and ask one last time.
Okay. The access phone number for my show is area code 310-409-2027, and the PIN code for public comment is 674514#. And you enter the PIN code when Maestro asks you to enter it. Okay, I'm finished.
Okay, is that done?
Go ahead, you're on.
Yeah, I mean, maybe people will be calling in while I speak. So I have a question for Grace. She has talked about this 30% cut to expenses many, many times, but what we need on the Finance Committee is a real number. What number of expenses is that 30% of? You know, the expenses change every month. So I'd like a real hard number for that 30% cut. And I think she said that PNB is really monitoring the expenses, and I'd like to get a little more idea of how that's done, because we're struggling with this on the local, and she hasn't really helped at all on the local level, us trying to figure out these numbers. I mean, the NFC doesn't have good numbers. I don't know how the PNB can have good numbers. You know, this is just sort of working across purposes to us, you know, really making a holistic budget, because it's not just personnel. I mean, the whole thing needs to be done. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public who want to speak? This is your chance. This is the last chance today. And if not, we'll move on with the rest of the agenda. Fred, do you have any indication? Is anybody else trying to speak?
I can't get any. I don't get any indication.
Okay. All right, then. If there's no objection, we will move on to...
New business.
New business.
Alan B.
So I'm getting a note that there's 10 minutes left in public comment, but if there is no one on the stack in public comment, then that's why I asked if there were any objections to moving on. Because it would be irresponsible to sit here silently while those 10 minutes tick past when we have business to attend to. So
this is great.
Unless I hear
suggestion.
Yes? Go ahead. Yes?
Yeah. Suggest that we move on to new business and then check for public comment after new business and reserve these 10 minutes for after new business before we adjourn.
Suggestion well taken. That's what I'll do. So, new business. Mr. Beek. Are you
Call
ready?
His name again.
Yes,
Call
I
him.
Would like to have this considered. It would incidentally resolve the problem of allowing adequate public comment. There's a lot of trouble getting public comment in and getting the public the chance to comment. And the continual downhaul would let them comment at any time they wanted. And it would be available to every member of the board and the other listeners also. The two most advantageous things you would get from the continual town hall is that it would allow the listeners to make their suggestions about the programming. They are the ones who are consuming the programs. They are the ones who know what they want. They would be able to make the best suggestions for how to improve our programming and come up with new ideas that we haven't considered. That would be a great advantage of having continual town hall. The other advantage is that it reaches the listeners in the underdeveloped or underserved communities, which in addition to our own purposes, which Bella read out of our bylaws and articles, we also have a charge from the National Radio Board to serve the underserved communities, and we would reach them by allowing them to come and tell us what they need, what we can do, and what way we can serve them, and work with them in working out the things that would be most helpful to them. That would incidentally make us attractive to the people who give grants and help to people who are doing good deeds. So it meets our purposes need, and it is an indirect way of getting more money. So I hope that will be considered, and that we will all enjoy reading what it is our listeners have to say to us, and that some of us will see fit to discuss the problems with them, maybe by discussing them back and forth on the blog, we will be able to work out solutions to some of the things that are bothering us. I hope you'll vote yes. Thank you.
Bella, to the staff.
Well, we have a motion on the floor. We need a second.
Second by Bella. Second by Bella.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. We have. Is there any objection?
Object.
It's been. We have discussion.
I have asked.
Bella
for the
has
stack.
Asked for the stack. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. I fully support this effort by Mr. Beek. Long time coming. My question to him is the talkback at kpfk.org and the readback at kpfk.org. Would these be independent portals? Or because I noticed one would be a website, so that should be tagged on to our kpfk.org website, and then also talkback at kpfk.org needs to also be incorporated. So both of these portals or avenues would then come out of our website, kpfk.org. If that is done and is promoted on air properly to the listeners regularly, then we should accomplish what the motion language promotes.
Ken to the stack.
Okay, Eric was next, and then Ken.
Did you say my name, Beth? This is Eric. I didn't ask for the stack.
I'm sorry.
Ali.
My mistake. Ali.
Ali.
Okay, Ali. My mistake.
That wasn't me.
Okay. We have a ghost member. Was there someone?
Kiana to the stack.
Who was it that offered in an objection? Was that Ken earlier that offered an objection?
Yes, Ken.
Okay. Then let's go to Ken.
Okay, yeah, I was just coincidentally thinking of the same thing. I didn't even hear the whole motion, but there's no reason why KPFK couldn't sponsor a live YouTube channel where people call in or people send memos. They call it chats. And it can also be done for fundraising. I've seen lots of YouTubers do that. They call them chats and super chats. So some version of live streaming on a YouTube channel or a Facebook channel. And I probably would defer to Alan's motion and consider that there's many venues or facilities, ways to facilitate that. He's absolutely correct because that gives us a direct feed and an analysis for market analysis of like, what does the public really want to hear? What do they want to talk about? Is it really international politics and conspiracies, or is it, what's the best beach to go to? So it would be very good to do that, to open the doors to the public and be, radio of the people, by the people, for the people. So I endorse it.
All right.
So,
was
that an objection? I thought I heard an objection from someone.
It was Ken. Sounded like an objection.
No, I had no objection. I thought we had a stack.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry, if you asked for an objection, I missed it.
Eric, I do not object.
I support.
Time for the meeting?
Excuse
Eric,
me?
To the stack to extend time for the meeting?
Alan Bates to the stack.
I have a question. I have a question.
Second to extend.
We have a motion and a second to extend. If there are no objections,
sorry.
First.
Objection.
Sorry.
1 hour left. Allow too much of your flesh.
Who, we have an, is there a second objection?
It might not, but there are no calls.
We need anybody who's not speaking, please, to mute.
Aurelia, mute yourself. We hear your conversation.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second to extend and one objection.
2:30.
Is there a second objection?
We may need
hearing
more
no
than...
Hearing no second objection, then we'll...
Excuse me, Jan Goodman, I have a question that it's not an objection, but I would like to have it answered so I know... the answer to the question is that
if we don't extend, the meeting ends. If we extend, then we can take your question and the other people on the stack and
go on.
Well, can we extend for 5 minutes, please?
No, we're extending to 2:30, Jan.
That was
okay. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, then. Okay. In that case, then you had a question?
Yes. Is there going to be somebody who's going to be in charge auditing it or censoring it? I mean, I was on a call where the whole call was bombed and there were people that got on, with foul language and all kinds of stuff. And I just want to make sure that we have some way of dealing with something like that. Or just people, whatever. There just needs to be somebody who's in charge so it doesn't go off the deep end. Okay, yes. Okay, can you address that?
Mr.
Alan Beek to answer.
Yes, go ahead.
If you're familiar with any blog, you know they're all censored to prevent illegal and obscene things and things that are too insulting to the other authors. Those are all deleted before they go on the blog. And we would have to follow that same policy, and I describe it in detail in the description of a continual town hall, which I sent copies to all of you. But if you want another copy, I'd be happy to send it. Just let me know.
It's in the agenda, Alan. It's on the agenda.
Yes, I sent it to everybody.
Yes.
Gotta move on.
Yeah, so, Miss Kiana asked you to put in the stack.
Yes.
And I know McBella's on there too.
Kiana, go ahead.
Yes. Oh, Kiana. Kiana was on.
This is Kiana. Yeah.
Hi. So Kiana? I just want to put a note out there that I am putting together listener appeals. This is going to be both digital and online, so email and online. And this is going to be during the fund drive. They're listener appeals. So these are appeal letters that are going to listeners who were formerly sustainers, and basically it's a fund drive initiative. If anyone wants to be involved with it, please reach out to me and let me know. I'm going to be putting together the verbiage. I'd like to have a couple of people to bounce the verbiage off of, just to get some, you know, this is what I have. What do you think? Let me know if there's some changes, that kind of thing. And we're asking for people to donate, but primarily become sustainers. So this is what I'm doing now, and the launch date is October 1st, the first day of the fund drive. So again, if anyone wants to be involved, feel free to reach out to me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tiana.
Ali to the stack.
This is Alan Beek. So, may I speak?
Go ahead.
I'm not sure whether that last remark was directed to the continual fund, continual town hall or not. It didn't sound like it. It sounded like part of a fund drive. And the town hall, of course, is a place where people could put emails asking someone to send money to KPFK, but it would be a very unlikely place for that, and such emails would not get very good readership. I would like to comment on the suggestion that was made earlier that we use telephone conversations, have some of this stuff going live over the phones, and I think that is not as good as having it in writing, because people compose it much more carefully if they have to write it down. If they are on the phone, they waste a lot of time stammering and stuttering around and looking for the right word. And also, you can't read it and study it and see what it was they said. And only one at a time is going. Whereas if you have a blog, everybody can read all of the publications all the way back. They could be sorted so you find the ones you really want, either by the author or by the topic. And so I think that writing is much, much better than talking.
Ali, to the stack.
Ali, go ahead.
Yeah. I think that in concept, this is a good idea. The easiest way to implement it would be just to create a Facebook group. You could call it KPFK Perpetual Town Hall or whatever you want to call it. You could assign 3 or 4 people to be administrators that would have oversight over deleting or censoring offensive language. We could embed that on the Facebook, the KPFK website as well. But you could start that up right now. So why don't you, Alan, and others that
Absolutely.
Want to start this, create that Facebook group, and we could point to that group. We can advertise it on the air. That way, the infrastructure's there. It doesn't cost us anything. And you could start running with this right away. We don't have to go back and forth with this motion to make the foundation and structure part of KPFK.org. We can just embed it on the site. And plus, on a Facebook page, you're going to attract other people that might not be necessarily engaged with KPFK conversation.
I'm going to put myself
Absolutely.
On the stack next. I'm going to put my this is Beth.
Alan to the staff too, Chair.
Alan to the staff.
Alan to the stack.
Thank you, Paul. Can you keep track of the stack for me? Thanks, please. Thank you. So Ali, I'm one of those people who you could not pay me to use Facebook, or much of any of the other private for-profit data predator social media sites. I just don't do it. It's a matter of personal policy. And I don't think I should have to run through a third-party site to reach my own community within KPFK. I strongly agree in principle with the intention of Alan's proposal, and I think that the execution of it deserves more consideration, and we need to, I would suggest that we review the full range of options, and there may be more than, they might not be mutually exclusive, but please don't exclude me and people like me by putting it outside the realm of KPFK and into a realm I just don't go. So on to the next person on the staff.
Lauren,
Mr. Alman.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Thank you, Chair. This is a good idea. It is an excellent idea that Alan Beek has put forward. But I believe it needs to be flushed out because there's some other things that are in the works. In the kitchen, Adriana has stated that she's putting something together. Mr. Beek has a mechanism that's inside of his head that I would like to see in writing. So I'd like to move to postpone this motion for a report that concretizes the processes and the ideas that are running a lot here. So that's my motion to postpone to a report could be given by email as soon as possible before the next meeting. Thank you.
Second longest motion.
So
Alan Beek to the stack.
I am on the stack.
If the motion is adopted, there is still some time to work out the details as the software for the readback Facebook is, not Facebook, but web page is being written. So those suggestions could be worked in, and I think amendments to the way it works could be worked out as we go along. I don't think that it would be desirable to put the actual motion off to another meeting because then we aren't getting underway. I think we need to get underway right away, and we can immediately start working on any details we want to work on. And I know there are members of the local station board that would like to work on that. And so I would like to ask if the motion could be amended and then adopted. If you think there are amendments that improve it, let's put them in. But then I'd like to ask for a yes vote.
Chair, direct response. The process of postponement that I outline addresses Mr. Beek's concerns. I don't think we should go blindly into this. I think it needs to be further workshop, and a report should be done by email by Mr. Beek and others that are interested in this process.
All right, Ms. Bella?
I think that's a good idea. We could work on it by email as it goes.
Can we vote?
So we've determined that we're going.
Call the vote.
Madam Chair,
there's a motion on the floor.
Can we say that? So the motion,
Madam Chair, was seconded by me. The motion of Mr. Alan Beek was seconded by me.
And I just suspended that motion by moving to postpone.
I'd Well, we've had Mr. Beek's motion and a second, and the motion to postpone and a second, and a request for amendment. And so,
Chair, point of order, Chair. The appropriate process will be to take the amendment to postpone. That takes precedent over the motion that's on the floor, and we have to move to a vote on that.
That's right.
Okay. Can we take this up in one of the committees then this month?
We need a roll call.
I didn't hear you, Beth. I'm sorry.
Can we take this up in one of the committees then this month and bring it back next meeting?
No.
We're looking to postpone so that the makers and the parties involved could flush this out and come up with a detailed process. And also work with Ediana, who's also working on something on that.
If that motion to postpone takes precedent, then that's what we need to vote on.
Yes, that would be first.
Janine, are you there? Are you prepared to run down the roster? Janine?
We've got 3 minutes left in this meeting.
Janine? Are there any objections to this?
Yes, objections from Bella. Bella, object.
Are there any other objections?
I object.
I'm objecting to the vote. Everybody's talking.
Before the vote, this is Eric. Move to extend the full meeting by 10 minutes.
Object.
Second.
Let's just vote.
Well, you got to vote first, Eric, before you got to discuss with
Janine? That. Janine? I don't have Janine.
It's okay. Yes. I can call the roll call. I can call the roll call for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have them in alphabetical order.
I just did that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask everyone to mute, please, until your name is called.
What are we voting on?
The table. Voting to table.
To postpone this agenda item.
Point of order. This is Eric.
Alan Beek's motion.
Bella?
This is Eric.
Bella, you got it wrong. The motion to postpone is first.
I have a point of order.
Will everyone please mute now? Thank you.
This is Eric. I have a point of order.
Point of order. Go ahead, Eric.
My point of order is that we shouldn't let the entire meeting time elapse while we're still doing business and then are unable to extend time. So I respectfully request that we extend time now and continue with the concluding business of today by 10 minutes.
I second. Lawrence.
Any objections?
Object. We're at 2:30. It's time to close this meeting.
Is there a second objection?
All the details could be worked out
as it is implemented.
That's not the question. The question
is, I object to extending the meeting. Let's just vote.
Should I call the roll call, Madam Chair?
Go ahead and call the roll call.
Ali Lexa, how do you vote?
I'm voting yes to table this motion as Lawrence moved.
Postpone.
Okay, I'm sorry. You and Lawrence were talking. How do you vote, Ali Lexa?
I'm voting
we're
yes.
We're voting on extending the meeting for 10 minutes. That's what we have to do immediately.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. We accepted it. We seconded it.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. Sorry.
Once again, Ali Lexa, you vote to postpone?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Yes, ma'am.
You vote to postpone or no? Your motion.
He just voted yes, Bella.
He voted to postpone his motion?
Just take the vote. Don't try and sway the voters.
I'm chairing. I have the roster in front of me. I'll call it. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Barbara Marbach's not here. Bella, how do you vote?
No.
No. I will wait. So, pass. Eric? You vote to
pass. I pass
postpone?
Right now. I'm going to pass.
Avelia?
Yes.
Yes. Brad? Brad, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Grace?
Yes.
Yes. Harvey? I think he's gone. Jan Goodman, how do you vote?
No to postpone.
I wanted
to start. Thank you.
James is not here. Ken?
No to postpone.
Kiana? Kiana Williams, how do you vote? No. Is Kiana not there? I think Kiana's gone. Lawrence, how do you vote?
Yeah.
I'm still on the line. It's Lydia Ponce.
I'm getting to you. I haven't forgotten you. Mansoor's not here. Michael Adler's not here. Atkins?
This is Kiana. I vote to...
Excuse me? Kiana, you vote how? Kiana? Did she say she votes to extend or to postpone? You're breaking up.
That's what I would recommend.
Can you text me?
This is Kiana. I got disconnected somehow.
Thank you. And how do you vote?
Postpone, please.
Thank you. Michael Atkins?
I vote to postpone.
Thank you. Michael Novick?
No, I'm postponing.
No. Lydia Ponce?
Seems like
okay.
No, I'm negative. Postponing.
No.
I think
Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Yes. And Paulina? Vasilia?
I got dropped off the call, so I missed the last 5 or 7 minutes of the conversation. I apologize. So I'm not sure what we're voting on.
We're voting on whether to postpone Mr. Allenby's motion so that we can work out the tech details.
I see. I'll abstain just for.
Okay. Oscar Ulloa?
Yeah, I'll abstain.
Abstain, okay. Sandy Child is not here, so let me add these up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Eric hasn't voted.
Thank you. Okay, Eric, how do you vote?
I'll vote no, not to postpone.
Okay.
Did you get Lydia Ponce's vote?
I did. Is there anyone else? They got two abstentions at the end. Is there anyone else who has not yet voted?
How did Paulina vote?
Vote no.
She abstained. So now I need to count the votes, and I have not voted. I won't vote unless there's a tie. Is there anyone else? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. six, seven, eight, nine yeses, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven noes. So the yeses.
How many of six?
The yeses carry the day. So we will postpone the vote or the this motion until the next meeting. And Mr. Beek, you have my assurance. I will work with you and others to see to it that we can bring this to fruition at the next agenda.
Madam Chair, can you give us the vote results, please?
Yes, it was nine yeses and seven noes.
I do not count none.
Eric, give us that.
I don't know what we were voting on. Were we voting on the motion or on the motion to table the motion?
To postpone.
And take time this month to work out the tech details.
He voted incorrectly.
Bella, stop it. That's inappropriate.
Move to adjourn. There's been a motion.
Objection.
I'm sorry, we had.
There's a motion.
Announcement.
I didn't hear the answer.
There's something on the new business agenda, Chair. Eric's motion in regards to Steve Cohen and Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
It has already been passed. Eric, would you care to adjourn us, please?
I'd like to read into the record the following tribute to Stephen F. Cohen. Whereas the central facet of the mission of the Pacifica Foundation is to, in radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations. Whereas the distinguished historian Stephen F. Cohen, who passed on Friday of lung cancer, devoted his life and scholarship and activism over the last 50 years to achieving a, quote, lasting understanding among the U.S. and the former USSR, and since December 1991, the U.S. and Russia. Whereas Professor Cohen and his wife, Katrina Vandenhoevel, publisher and editor of The Nation magazine, appeared jointly at a fundraising event for Pacifica Station KPFA in February 2019, which in turn helped KPFA and KPFK raise funds during a Letters and Politics segment in March of 2019. Whereas, like his unrelated namesake, singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen, Stephen F. Cohen was, quote, born with the gift of a golden voice. Whereas Professor Cohen used it to educate and buck up all of us still working to create a peaceable world out of the ashes of two world wars and the 45-year Cold War, which ostensibly ended between 1988 and 1991. Whereas his passing is an unfathomable loss to the cause of a lasting understanding among nations and improved U.S.-Russia relations in particular. Accordingly, the KPFK LSB honors Professor Cohen's life's work, adjourns its meeting today in his memory, and extends our deepest sympathies to Stephen and Katrina's entire family. Thank you.
Alan Beek to the stack.
There were two quick announcements. We had announcements on the agenda.
You're right, we did.
Any objection? I ask for unanimous consent.
Alan Beek to the stack.
At the time of adjournment, is there any objection to my?
No.
No objection.
Alan Beek to the stack.
I think we've been formally adjourned, but I'm still waiting.
Alan Beek to the stack.
Alan, go ahead. Alan?
Yes. I would like to find out what the question was that we were voting on a few minutes ago. Was it the question of passing the motion, or was it the question of tabling the motion?
Postponing.
It was a motion to postpone the motion so that we can work with you over the next month to work out the technological details.
The motion was to that amounts to tabling it, and you say that motion passed.
It, There's a distinction between tabling and postponing.
Chair, point of order. This is Lawrence.
Yes, Lawrence.
I hear several people talking. I was just asking a question of the chair. What was the motion and what was the result?
Chair, I say my point of order?
Go ahead.
The idea of postponing the motion is so it could continue to be worked on. The concept of tabling the motion is to put it in perpetuity where it will never probably come up. So postponement means that it needs some additional work, Alan. That's all. Not tabling.
Okay, so the motion was to postpone, and take it it passed. Is that correct?
Yes, Alan.
No, it did not pass. It did pass.
9-7.
Nine.
I hear several people answering. My question was directed to the chair.
Okay.
It passed, I presume, and I recorded as voting yes, because I would not vote yes to postpone it.
This is incorrect. The motion failed. The motion failed. The motion was not voted on,
Chair.
The motion was not voted on.
Madam Chair, motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn. This is way out of order.
No, Madam Chair,
this is way out of order.
Mr. Beek, he did not understand what he was voting on. Had he voted properly on his own motion, then this motion would have failed because it would have been a tie.
The vote was already taken. This is out of order, Chair. Motion to adjourn. I'm sorry, Jen. The minute short and a penny late.
Brad, please mute everyone.
This isn't correct, what you did.
Brad, please mute everyone. Thank you. Thank you. This is the chair. If it had been a tie, then I would have voted, and I would have voted to postpone. I didn't need to do that. I support the intention. I want to help work on this over the next month. I support Mr. Beek and his efforts. We'll revisit this again next month. I will not have this kind of order again. I will be sure that I have the technology in place next month to mute if I need to.
You did not explain, Mr. Beek, what he was voted on.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn, Chair.
You did not explain to Mr. Beek what he was voted on.
I hear lots of people talking without asking the permission to talk.
We are now adjourned.